You demand either way. So what's the majority? What's the majority? Keseda is the majority. Okay, so we will stick to Keseda. We will do that. That's great. Very good. But Abiyosti is quite right, and I'm thrilled. I'm really amazed. Yes, we did miss a couple of simonim, which we haven't completed yet. Hinilchas Chalamoed. So we're going to be completing the simitzim this week. And we will be learning after that, which I suppose will be beginning of next week. We'll be starting with Hilchas 3 weeks. Okay, so for today, Al Kaponim, we're going to be learning Siman Tov Kuf Mem Ches. So, let's have a look. Misha Meis Lo Meis B'Chol HaMoed, you're right. Tov Kuf Mem Zayin as well, you're right. Yeah, that's absolutely correct. Very good. Okay, so let's start from there. Siman Tov Kuf Mem Zayin, Misha Meis Lo Meis B'Chol HaMoed. So this is Chas V'Sholom, a case of Bar Minon, if somebody's Niftun Chol HaMoed. And the last Siman Tov Kuf Mem Vav was the halachas of chuppah and getting married in Chol HaMoed. That was the discussion. Remember we spoke about En Mavet Simcha B'Simcha. Reb Gideon liked the whole idea of, you know, two people. That whole Mishnah Berurah, two people. Em Avin Simcha B'Simcha. That was very good. And the whole rule of Em Avin Simcha B'Simcha. And after Chasana comes another very important. I mean, comes the halachas of Misha Meis L'Meis. If somebody dies on Chol HaMoed, what's the halachas then? Okay, Siman Tov Kuf Mem Zayin. Chol HaMoed also be hesped v'tainis. On Chol HaMoed itself, it is also to do a hesped and a tainis. These are joyous days and happy days, and therefore hesped and tainis is forbidden. So in page you test in our editions. Yeah, Siman Tov Kuf Mem Zayin. Levichoch en manichen es amit b'rechoiv. So if somebody is nifta, generally there was a halacha, now this is not so done so much anymore, but there's a halacha, really, the Gemara speaks about it in Moed Katan as well, to bring the mitta b'rechoiv, to take a mitta, the person, nebach to'oren, if somebody's nifta, to bring that onto the street, because that brings people to grief and avelus. You can't do that, though, if a person is nifta on Chol HaMoed, you may not take the mitta out onto the street. Shalehagil is a hesped, because that will bring people to be maspid and say, oh, look at this tragedy. We have lost this yid. So, therefore, it is not to be taken out. Oh, and is not to be taken. The nifta is not to be taken out onto the street. Furthermore, you don't meant what is considered a grand levaya, that you only do the procession, only start off taking the nifta when everything is ready in the Beis HaKvoros. So how does that work nowadays, Jonathan? What have you experienced? Well, how does that work nowadays? What's the protocol nowadays?
I don't think it's really indifferent. Obviously, yeah, they don't have any hespedim, but otherwise you wouldn't really notice any difference. They don't generally take the aron out into the street.
Right.
Not for the ones that I deal with anyway. So.
What about in terms of preparation of the keva?
Don't think it's any different.
No difference, right? I suppose because there's not much preparation to be done nowadays, right? I mean, it's not much. It's not.
No, it's quite, just done on the day.
Right.
You know, a few hours beforehand.
Right. Okay, so that there you go. That's what nowadays. Not massive base. No shema anois. So the very if somebody's nifta, that comes with various parts of the eulogy. Is that the word? As it comes with. So part of that is no shema anois. No shema will normally do the anois. What's anois? Then shikulam oinois ka'achas. They will all reply. I suppose sad and inspiring and saddening statements. They all do that simultaneously. Shekulam onus ka'achas. So noshim ma'anos, you're allowed to do that. That will be part of the process on Chol HaMoed as well. Noshim are allowed to be ma'anos, that they all reply simultaneously. Avoloi mekoninos, but mekoninos, not which comes from the Shin Kino, as we know on Tisha B'Av, there's a kin. You don't do mekoninos. Danu she'achas medaberes, that one speaks, all the answers after that. So if it's like a dialogue, that one says something and the other ones are inspired to cry, that's also, if they all say something, that's all right. But that dialogue, that conversation, as it were, that's also, and because that's very much brings to people to cry, that's also in Chol HaMoed. Metapres means the clapping. The clapping is also nik parameis afle ma'anois. But once the burial has taken place already, then even the ma'anois is not permitted. So once the burial has taken place already, then even the ma'anois is forbidden, which is the initial, which is the lady just answering back without former inspiration. Just the answering back, that would be also as well. But again, after burial, nothing is permitted at all. Even the 30 days before Yom Tov, also the hospital amaze, shemes loy lifnei shloshim yom kodem amoed. So if somebody was nifta within the 30 days before Yom Tov, and you only want to do now with, at the later stage, a little bit, you want to now do a Hesped, or what's called a communal hespedim, not instant when a person was nifta, just a little bit later. Do you want to make a communal kind of, how do we call it normally? Communal, what is it called? When you are at the end of the shiva, or at, you know, 2 weeks later, or what is it called? Yeah, well, that's right. So if you want to do that, that will be also. So called shloshim yom lifnei amoed. 30 days before the Yom Tov, also the hospital amaze, you're not allowed to do a hesped on somebody who was nifta. If somebody was nifta before 30 days before the Yom Tov, you wouldn't be allowed within the 30 days before the Yom Tov to make such a, what did you call it? Memorial service. Even if there is already a hesped taking place because somebody else was nifta now, and you want to just include other hesped within that, somebody was nifta just a week ago or whatever, and you now include somebody who was nifta 30 days earlier as well, you're allowed to make a hesped on somebody who was nifta now, you're not allowed to add to that somebody else's hesped, shemes lifnei shloshim yom kodemoed, somebody was nifted before 30 days before the Yom Tov. So again, Rabbi said, the point here is 30 days before the Yom Tov, you may not make a hesped or a memorial service or anything which is referring to the nifter if the nifter was passed away more than 30 days before the Yom Tov. So in other words, halach l'maaseh now, when I went out Purim now, which is 30 days before Pesach, so what would that mean? If you want to make a memorial service of the G'dolim that nifta a couple of weeks ago, and don't time it for now, you can't do it now. Don't do now, next week, a hesped for the B'tovet Soloveitchik, Zichron Livracha. Oh, because, you know, it's just 30 days before, it would be the wrong timing to do. Okay. Now, Siv Dalet discusses the Shmur, the Mishabolo Shmur Besoch Shloshim. If somebody had a Shmur, Besoch Shloshim, Koidim Yoim, Besoch Shloshim, Koidim Aregel, Nirele Shemutele Softoi, Bafal Pishir Choyko. Now, this addresses the Shaila of a Shmur Choyko and a Shmur Koiva. So that is the scenario as follows. If somebody finds out that a close relative is nifta, then normally the halacha is he's an oinin until burial, and afterwards he's a shiva. What happens if the person didn't actually hear about this tragedy of a close relative, and he only hears after the shiva, he hears that his close relative was nifta? You know, sometimes they do that. When do they hide the knowledge? Sometimes they do that, for instance, by...
Richard told me an example the other day that Rabbi Lewis, his wife was nifta, and he told him that she was some relative.
That's in one of those examples. A very tragic example, but very true. So sometimes you hide the information away from the close relative who would really need to be sitting shiva. So one example is if the Baalei Simcha, for instance, that's quite common actually. That when cholila, when somebody is, you know, chosnu akala, and a close relative of theirs was nifta, You know, there's stories that on that very day, you know, the close relative was Nifta, and you don't want him to be. So what they do is, as a matter of course, normally they don't share the news until a bit after the chasna. So the chasna can be a normal chasna, the chuppah can be a normal chuppah. No, some normally normally you can't hide it for so long. So normally they wait until after the chasna, you know. They
not have share brachos after.
Yeah, then it would be there's takano share brachos then, yeah. So so that's one example. You're right. It happens sometimes. Or sometimes they hide information from very elderly people. And sometimes there's people that are just old, and it's like close relative, and they couldn't cope with that information, especially if it's much younger than themselves. So sometimes they hide the information away from they hide information for their own psychological, emotional. I just remember now one of Gdolim, that pardon?
Yeah, well-being.
Yeah, so how to look after them. Okay, what happens though after the do here? And it's old news already, you know, it's old news. So this is a new example that, you know, it happened already. So what happens at that stage, it's been buried already, the burial has taken place already, and this is perhaps even after the Shiva, perhaps. So do they need to sit Shiva at that point, yes or no? Would they need to sit Shiva at that stage, yes or no? That's called, when they hear, post-factum, they hear what happened. Shulchan Aruch addresses this question now here. Siv Dal, Mishebo loy shmur. If somebody hears the news, the tragic news, Pesach shloishim yoyim koidim aregel, within the 30 days before Yom Tov. So say somebody hears 30 days before Pesach, because he hears about the tragic news, in such an instance now that nothing took place, as far as he's concerned, he never had a shiva, he never had a hesped, he never attended a burial, he never was part. So in this instance, it appears to me, top of page 38, a hesped is permitted, although it is distant. In other words, it took place already. You know, the shiva has been already, the burial has been already, the kvur has been, but yet he has not experienced anything. This is news for him. In such an instance, a hesped may take place for this person now sitting shiva, although it is 30 days before Yom Tov. We're addressing 30 days before Yom Tov. Yeah. Absolutely, that's it. Yeah. Elaborate, what do you mean? Why isn't it a harama?
Maybe he's meant to be sitting shiva or be an onen, not making brachas. He would be because he doesn't have the information. He's got a relative that's passed on.
Yeah, so he's saying, why would people hide the information? It's not really a legal loophole because the halacha of oinein really applies to somebody. This is the halacha of an oinein really comes from the aspect that a person is not to do any mitzvahs in a situation that his close relative is yet to be buried. He should not be busy now putting on tefillin. He shouldn't be busy now shuckling the lulav whilst his close relative is not buried yet. He should leave everything, drop everything, and go and bury the close relative. But as soon as he's buried, he's meant to sit shiva. So all the halachas, all the mitzvahs don't apply to an oinin because why busy with mitzvahs in the Ribbono Shel Olam? You know, look after Nebuch the Nifter. So it's not a legal loophole. This person now, there's no point for him to be an oinin because that close relative is buried already. He's fine. He's been seen to. He's buried already. So there's no point for him being an oinin at this stage. That makes sense.
But before the burial.
If then it's not, then it wouldn't be called a shmur chayka. Then it wouldn't be called a. This whole idea of hearing is always by definition that he hears after the kvur, after the kvur took place, by definition. So that it's not really a harama. It's just that the whole idea of being of aninus doesn't really apply to it. Doesn't really apply to him. Okay. Yeah. That's an interesting question. That's a really interesting question. I don't know the answer. I really don't know the answer to that. I really don't know the answer. Can a person request not to hear the news? I don't know the answer to that question. I don't know. Interesting. I don't know. Okay, to summarize, we learned this evening, Rabbi, we learned on Chol HaMoed, when he's not allowed to do a hesped and a tainus, when he's also not allowed to bring the mitzvah onto the street, We learned that the noshim are allowed to be ma'anois, but not mekoinenois. But after the burial, they're not allowed to do the ma'anois. Now, with regards to 30 days before, we're not talking about chalamoid now, 30 days before Yom Tov, the halacha is that you're not allowed to make a post factum, it's not the right time to do na hespedim, our people have been nifta, you know, a long time ago. However, if somebody hears the bad news during the 30 days period before Yom Tov, then it would make an exception. I like the words they used, Mr. Berlin. What did you say then? What did you say? It's not a Roman. No, he said that it would make an allowance for a person and heard nothing until now. For him personally, there can be a hespet because he had heard nothing before the 30 days. All right. Okay. This is the halachas of Siman Tov Kuf Mem Zayin. We'll continue with Shem tomorrow. I wish you a very good evening.